Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld here at the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios. Joining me is members of Meet Me in St. Louis from FLOT, Mary Catherine Maroney. Thanks for bringing your crew in.
Lori, it is awesome to be here. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And I know we've got a show tune, a production number to start us off, so why don't you introduce that and we'll get started.
We do. So I have a good chunk of my ensemble here today. We have a lot of the principals, and the first number is called Whenever I'm With You, and the children in the Smith family have been fighting, as children and families are wont to do, and so their oldest brother, of course, tries to really mediate the fight. The two older sisters get dragged into the fight, so he, of course, is like, hey, guys. You know, hold your horses. This happens towards the beginning of the show, but it's a great introduction to the family as well. So, yeah, Whenever I'm With You.
We actually like each other, don't we? Where did you get that face? The laughing eyes, the careless grace. Put them together, they're quite a sight to see.
Why is your smile so nice that it could melt a cake of ice? You're just the gal to be my pal. Everywhere I go, everything I do seems to be a big success whenever I'm with you. We don't think alike, nevertheless we're friends.
Sink or swim alike,
when it's all for one, it's a barrel of fun. Everything we plan makes the morning bright. Every plan I make myself just never turns out right. If this is not the perfect friendship, it will have to do, 'cause I rise and shine when I'm with. I love to spend my time with. Life's fine whenever I'm with you.
Like, maybe it's for the best.
Still, I took a liking to that smile in a very short while. Every time we dine, couldn't love it more. Every time I dine alone, it's just a great big bore.
This is not the perfect friendship, it will have to do, 'cause
I rise and shine when I'm with.
I love to spend my time with. Life's fine whenever I'm with you. Every time we dance, all the angels sing. When I dance with someone else, it's dull as anything.
If this is not the perfect friendship, it will have to do, 'cause
I rise and shine when I'm with.
I love to spend my time with. Life's fine whenever.
in silence.
I rise and shine when I'm with. I love to spend my time with. Life's fine whenever I'm with you.
That was ever so delightful. It's Flot is here for Alaska Live on KUAC, and they are getting ready for their production to open on Friday night of Meet Me in St. Louis. And Becca, I know you from other Flot things, so you want to come up to the mic and chat for just a bit?
Sure.
Becca Hunter, right?
Yes.
You play one of the leads, Esther.
Esther Smith, yes.
Esther Smith. And tell me a bit about Meet Me in St. Louis, just real quick, about that song, at least, that you just performed.
The song, so the two youngest girls are fighting, and we're trying to break it up, and then the two older sisters start getting a little angry, too. So then the brother comes in, and he's like, hey, guys, let's chill out. Nice. We all like each other, don't we? So it kind of shows how families fight, and then they come back together.
You mean families have been fighting ever since the early 1900s when this is set?
Yes.
Ever since we had to live in a cave together, probably, right. We've been fighting. Tell me about your character, Esther, in Meet Me in St. Louis, Becca.
Well, she is a 16-year-old, and she's naive, and she thinks she's in love, and she doesn't really know how to feel about it. And she's also she likes to plan everything out. So when things start changing the way she didn't think it was going to be, she starts freaking out. And she doesn't like it whatsoever. So then as she gets older, she figures out everything will be fine as long as we have each other.
American classic story,
right,
I
exactly.
think. And just a human story, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Becca, you're no stranger to the Flot stage.
No.
I've had you here as a guest on Alaska Live a few times because you were with the cast of Flot After Dark's Lizzie.
Yes, Lizzie
played
Gordon.
A very different young character.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
It's a little more wholesome this time.
Yes.
And you were in the holiday themed. What was the name of that one? The Flot production.
Hometown Holiday,
of course. And so you were here as a performer during that production also, previous to that. So
yes, I was.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be back.
You bet. I know, right? Well, who plays your sister in this production?
I have three sisters.
Ah, right. Who plays the older sister?
Okay, so Rose is played by Birdie Bottom. And she
should come up and
come and introduce your character.
So we are
hello.
Hi, Lily, right?
Birdie Water.
Yes, Birdie, and you play
Rose.
Rose.
Smith.
Okay. I'm getting my flowers mixed up in the. Did you skip some school to come here today?
No.
Okay, good.
Luckily.
Okay, I feel good about that because I know some of the cast may have.
I've been very lucky with my school and work schedule.
Good.
Yes.
So, Birdie, you play Rose, and is this your first time with Flot?
This is my second time with Flot, but it's a total change from anything I've done with them before, because the only production I've been in with Flot before was Four Lines, Laying in a Bed. And so this is...
That sounds like less dancing on that one.
I have learned so much during the course of this production, and it's so exciting, but I know what a chaussée is now.
Meet Me in St. Louis has a chaussée.
So many. So many chaussées.
But there's not as much chausseeing going on at the KUAC studios today, but on the Pioneer Park... But on the Pioneer Park... theater stage, you will be chausseeing all over the place.
You will be amazed. It is the colors and the dancing. It's all come together so nicely, and it's kind of remarkable because over half the cast had no like dance training,
great.
And we're dancing in every number almost. So it's incredible.
Do you have the skirts that flare out too?
Yes,
and they're all fancy.
Yes, we do. That's my favorite part. Trying on all the dresses and swirling around in them. I was always asking if I could put my costume on early.
Because the Meet Me in St. Louis is set in the early 1900s, like 1903, 1904. Yeah. And so you have, you know, the pinafores underneath, right? Is that the name?
The petticoats. Yeah.
Petticoats, yeah. Underneath.
Lots of layers. Yes.
They flounce.
They do. It's so exciting.
That's so fun. Well, best wishes on your opening night on Friday night with Flot.
Thank you for having us. Fun.
You bet. Mary Catherine Maroney, do you want to come up and introduce the next song, or who should introduce the next song? You can call stage director. You can call out if you'd like someone else to do it, or you can do it yourself.
Well, the next one.
Oh, you got to be up at the mic if you're going to.
The next one involves only two people, so I didn't know if there was anyone else you wanted to grab before we had them.
Of course we do.
So.
Yes.
Okay.
So how about you call up the next person? Because I'm not
quite
sure who is next.
Across the board, I'll just say something quickly. Across the board, one of my favorite parts of the show that Becca touched on is the humanity of it. Every single person goes through a catalyst of making decisions, either growing up or also learning to become younger. And so there's just a lot of human psychology involved, and we've spent quite a bit of time actually talking about that with all of the characters as to the trajectory of who they are as a person and how they fit into this family. And I kind of nicknamed them the Dancing Smiths, you know, like the singing Von Trapps.
Yes.
Because they're always singing and dancing. Every time the family's in the house, they're doing something, singing or dancing, which is really charming. And this whole group behind me is that way. Even offstage, as you saw when they came in.
They were singing and dancing as they came in. And it was delightful to see a happy crew coming in.
It is. It really has been the greatest treasure to work with them. And like Birdie said, over half our ensemble period has had no dance experience. And half of them have had no music or theater experience either. So it's been quite the challenge to get everyone on the same page, same pace, and get a show open in a shortened rehearsal period. We had
Mary Catherine,
less time.
Were you one of those that chose Meet Me in St. Louis for Flot?
Yes, I was asked to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's one of my favorites. And we can go into that later
as to why
I chose it. Cool. But so that being said, I figure we can just work through the family.
Yeah.
So I actually have Caitlin Hammond next, who is our Agnes. And so in the hierarchy, she is the fourth sibling, but the third daughter.
Great.
Hello there.
Well, hello. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. You play Agnes.
I do play Agnes Smith, yes.
And Catherine, right?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, excuse me. Caitlin. Have you been with Flot Jr. before in the past?
Yes. I have worked with Flot Jr. for about 4 years before this, and I kind of just got a little bit too old, and I graduated to a counselor, so I thought about time to do a big Flot play.
So you're involved with Flot Jr. still as a counselor, and now you're on the full-fledged Flot stage.
Yes, I am, and I'm very excited about it.
So have you learned a bunch of dance moves also?
I've been trying. Marin, our dance director, also worked with Flot Jr., and she kind of knows that dancing is definitely my struggling point, but I'm getting there.
It's great. Did you have to skip some classes to be here today?
I may have gotten out of school a bit early today.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll make sure to write you a note.
Okay.
Or they can go back. Your teachers can go back and your classmates can go back and listen to this show on KUAC.org. And it'll be there for streaming anytime.
Awesome.
So, you know, you'll have an excuse, the excuse All that right. you used. Yeah. What's it like to be on stage with such an energetic cast? Your little sister in the play, she's a Spitfire.
That is true. As far as my little sister goes, Carly, who plays Tootie, we've worked together for about as long as I've been doing Flot, so it was really nice to be like, because our two characters have such an intermixed role, that I was like, it was such a blessing to be with someone who I was so comfortable with. And there are a few other people on the cast who I knew very well, but there's also so many people that I've met and been getting to know, and it's really been just, like, it's been such a good and welcoming experience.
For listeners, I could see it on their faces and the way they were treating each other as you were locking arms on that opening number and singing to each other. Even though it was set up as you were fighting before, I could tell that you guys have probably been doing this you know, not just in Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yes.
You've been on stage together. You've been practicing. You've been in other productions together, because the way you sing together, too, is just really fun and sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, best wishes on your opening night on Friday night at Pioneer Park with Meet Me in St. Louis.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
This is awesome. Well, do we... Here, let's... Could we get... Thanks, Birdie, for moving that mic down a little bit. Because we've got the...
I'm small.
Youngest of the family.
That's about as much as I can do.
You've got it. That's perfect. Well, welcome. Can you introduce your character and yourself?
So, I play Tootie Smith. She is... She's the youngest. She's actually, like, supposed to be... 5 years old, or and she's a troublemaker sometimes, and she's very energetic. Yes, she has a pastime with dolls. I'm not gonna get into that too much. If you go watch, you will see.
You gotta leave the audience guessing and wanting more. So good job. You're good at this already.
I'm like a lot of the traits that my other siblings have kind of combined a little bit. So it's kind of weird for Tootie, but she's an amazing role to play, and she's very energetic. She's funny. I don't know how many times I had to say something so funny on stage and just laugh.
The movie from the 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis, I saw Tootie in that movie, and she's throwing a fit at one point. I mean, like, a full-on tantrum fit, destroying things. Do you get to do that?
Well, well, I don't get to ruin too much.
Okay.
Then I wouldn't be able to use it for the next play. I get to decapitate. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
Got to leave one more.
There's at the end of the play, me and Esther have a really sentimental moment where I just, it's more like I realize that it's, we just move, like we are going to move, and it's a really sentimental moment for Tootie because she's just realized that she's packing up and leaving where she's grown up for this past 5 to 6 years of her life. So yeah, it's really a sentimental moment at the end, and I get to scream. Yes, it was awesome.
Do you get to cry on stage?
Yes, I do. And I get to wrap a blanket around me, which is really nice.
Are you able to cry on cue?
It depends on what the cast says, because I mean, I don't, I cry, but
I am amazed at that. I don't know if I could do that myself, and so I am amazed that you can cry on cue. That's good.
I don't do it fake legged. Like, I don't try to make myself cry. I literally cry on stage just because of the actual feelings I have on stage. Like, I've never actually faked, like, okay, think about thoughts, try to cry. It's like, no, I just, when Esther's singing to me, I just get emotional.
You are made for the stage, I tell you. I can see that. Carly's going somewhere with this. Well, thank you, and I look forward to more numbers here on Alaska Live.
Thank you so much for having us. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
She plays Tootie. That's Carly Thune. And do we want to do another number, and then we can bring up others?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. So. Mary Catherine Maroney, the stage director of Flott's Meet Me in St. Louis, comes up to the mic again. And
I do. Thank you. So if you guys want to go ahead and have a seat, and we'll call you guys up. There are a lot of us, for those of you who are listening.
We're in the archive studio, so they actually have a place to, you know, walk off stage and sit down.
They do. And so I'm actually going to have Becca Hunter and Nico Floyd come up, and they are, as we just met Becca, she's Esther Smith. Nico is playing John Truitt, who is the boy next door that Esther thinks that she's in love with him before she met him, and they go through all of the happenings of early love and early trying to figure out who you are and the emotions.
She didn't see him on the internet. She saw him on the street.
She saw him from her porch. She's a creeper. But so what's beautiful is that he is all about baseball and basketball, and he's just a teenage guy, you know. And then there's a moment, and this is going to be in the song. There's a moment when all of a sudden his revolving self world stops, and he realizes that there's something more, that there's something greater. And it starts a trajectory. It's the catalyst for the trajectory of his character for the entire second act. And for her, it's one of the first times that she finally realizes that she's not in love with an image, but that there's value and depth to this guy that she's had a crush on. So we're going to do, it's kind of a Shayna. It's called Over the Banister. And it's, she tricks him into staying after a party to help turn off the lights. And Becca's quite good at that. And I worry sometimes. and then he's helping her with the last light and all of a sudden is inspired by her in the shadows to sing this song to her. And it's very nostalgic. We've talked about how it sounds like something that maybe his dad used to sing to his mom or something that used to play on an old Victrola. There's just a sound to it that's old, you know, and it's 1903, so it's even older. It's just very beautiful.
Meet Me in St. Louis is set in 1903.
It is. Mm-hmm. So it actually goes chronologically through a year.
Yeah.
It starts in the spring of 1903 and culminates in the spring of 1904.
Cool.
So, and then Becca actually, Nico today is not leaving, but Becca, right after he leaves, sings a recap of The Boy Next Door.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we'll be doing for you.
You start with lines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Over the banister leans a face tenderly sweet and beguiling, while below her with tender grace he watches the picture smiling. A light burns dim in the hall below. Nobody sees them standing, saying goodnight again soft and low. Halfway up to the landing, he's bewitched by her eyes of green, tender and full of meaning, and by the loveliest face he's seen, over the banister leaning.
Can't ignore him, the boy next door.
Hey.
That was a really sweet duet that you did there. Nico, can you come over to this mic here and maybe move it up just a little bit? You're a little taller than some of the other cast. Okay. There we go. Good. Nico, have you been singing a lot in your lifetime? Because your voice is really mature and nice. And
thank you.
It's
I grew up going to church with my family, and my whole family just sang. Sure. And so we would sing every Sunday together, and we would practice at home. But it wasn't until, I think, 2 years ago I started taking private lessons with Mary Catherine.
It's paid off.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned so much with her, and she's been a fantastic role model.
Did she encourage you to audition for this role?
Yes,
of
she did.
The boy next door?
I got a call, or my mom did, actually. She and she just needed another guy role, and I didn't think much of it. I was like, okay, a musical, this might be fun. I've never done theater before. And we went and auditioned, and she called me back a couple hours later saying I got the role. And it was really exciting. And it has been a really, really great experience. And I look forward to working more with her in vocal lessons and maybe more in theater in the future.
Well, I have not seen the dance numbers yet, but I bet that there's some moves there too, because do you get to dance with your Esther character also?
Yes, we have a duet at the end. Nice. And I'm not going to reveal too much, but of we do get not. To have some we have some very some sweet moments together.
And when you, Nico, when you got the call about starting to do this audition, did you think, I might be a little busy? Because I think I read in your bio that you are in high school, you're also taking the culinary arts program up here at UAF, and you work full time.
Yeah.
No biggie. I mean, let's put on a production.
Yeah, I found someone to cover my shift and got here a little late. And
you did fine.
I've been up.
Nobody knows it's radio.
Yeah. It's been really, really busy. It's been hard to find time to spend time with people, but I'm surviving, and I think we're all doing really well. So,
well, I can tell that you've practiced. You know all your parts on that song at least, so you're good to go for that one. Even in a different, how is it, you've not acted too much before, but how is it to come into, you know, a radio studio or, you know, the KUAC studios and be in an unfamiliar environment rather than on the Pioneer Park stage where you guys have been practicing all this time?
Well, I've never been filmed before, but my
dad was
a radio show host for quite a long time, and he would bring me and my siblings with him to work once in a while, and he would interview us for a few minutes on air when he had free time, so it was fun.
Okay, so that, you grew up around microphones, yeah. So I can tell already. Very good. That's so cool. What radio station was he on?
He was on 660.
Okay.
A lot.
Cool.
Just did some ads around. So.
Well, so nice to have you here, Nico, and best wishes for your opening night on Friday with Mimi in St. Louis. So exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. Mary Catherine, do you want to come up one more time? And, Becca's stuck up.
Becca gets to stay.
You want to adjust the mic one more time here? It's just all part
Nico
of.
Nico is quite tall.
He is. So. It's all part of live radio to allow us to do this.
It's wonderful.
Mary Catherine Moroni, you are the stage director for Mimi in St. Louis. And I have to ask you about the Mimi in St. Louis, the name of it, because, you know, most of us know St. Louis, Missouri.
Correct.
And so in the promo, I really did put the pronouncer in there every time I typed it out. I was like, oh, we got to put the pronouncer in there because it's Mimi in St. Louis. Why?
So it is a song, actually. So the whole show revolves around the fact it's historical, and we've met many times. I love anything that's written based on a book or a movie or historical, something historical. And so in 1904, the World's Exhibition came to St. Louis, Missouri.
The World's Fair. Yeah.
The World's Fair. It was a huge deal, and the photos from it are stunning, and it's over 100 years ago, and it still matters. And so the value of that was something that really attracted me, and especially being up in Fairbanks, where we have such a pioneer spirit still. You know, Fairbanks is such an amazing place that you can do that. You can be whoever you want, you know.
That's
and so,
so
this
true.
Is, yeah, so pretty much St. Louis in 1903 is Fairbanks now. It is. It's
That's
that,
great.
It's that very community vibe, that neighborhood where people support everything, where people get really excited about everything going on in town. And I love it. I love the nostalgia of it. I love that we're at the Civic Center in Alaska Land, because it's old. You know, we drive by that steamboat every day, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
The Nenana.
The Nenana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just the little old cabins. And so I love being able to do a show that's set in 1903 in a place that has so much historical value and just history in itself. And so Meet Me in St. Louis is a song that they're all singing in preparation for the fair. And there are a bunch of just funny lines about how, why it's St. Louis versus St. Louis.
Okay.
You know, that happens in the show. Tootie has a dialogue about that with the postman. She corrects him because he calls it St. Louis. And she's like, it's St. Louis. And then the same thing happens later. The dad is like, I wish everyone would go to the fair. You know, like, why are we singing this? It's a year beforehand. And so it just is the theme of the show. And what I love, and I hope our listeners are really listening to this, at the end of the show is a sing-along. and you get invited to sing Meet Me in St. Louis with the entire cast and orchestra from your seats. It's one of my favorite things to do in shows. And, of course, the cast will invite everybody along to sing, and there will be words in the program.
Oh, perfect.
And by that point, everyone should know it because we hear it a thousand times.
The reprise.
The reprise times six. And so it's just, it's so charming because it weaves throughout. And I like to think part of it, too, I'm from Cincinnati, and depending on where you're from, people either call Louisville, Kentucky, Louisville.
Oh,
we call it Louisville because that's where I grew up area. And people not from there call it Louisville because it's spelled Louis.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is Louisville? And I'm like, oh, Louisville. And it sounds like you're like choking on something. But I think it's the same. It's a similar thing is that Tootie is so young and she corrects a much older postman. He calls it Louis.
Mm-hmm.
She calls it Louis. Yeah.
And the musical is based off of a 1944 film, and the musical came about in the early 90s, late 80s, maybe.
Do you know, I actually don't know exactly when the stage version was developed.
Yeah.
I know that it won the Tonys in 92,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, so
somewhere around
90s,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very famous. The movie had Judy Garland in it.
Yeah.
And so it's actually quite well known. And it's been an extreme challenge to take something that is so well known on film and make it on stage, because we're constantly in the house, out of the house, in the house, out of the house,
which means you're on stage or backstage or
literally in the Smith house.
Oh,
there
in
are
the Smith
scenes
house.
In the Smith house. Yeah. There are scenes outside of the Smith house, and having that reality of where are we in this moment, and also not distracting from constant scene changes. I wanted it to be this open, fourth wall is broken down, that we're really just in a bisection of the house, which we've done. They've done it beautifully. It makes for some really nasty crosses for a couple people who have to like walk in the house at one point and go up the stairs at the other. It's on the other side of the stage, but it's very charming, and they've done a beautiful job. And we have some songs, oh, this should be like pop quiz.
Yeah.
We have some songs that are chronological, that time does not stop, that it's part of the continuing motion of the show. And then we have songs that are out of time, like a film montage, that
we
get to really dig into the character's psyche for a second, and that everything around them freezes for a second, whether people are on stage or not, but that it just, we get that reveal that you would get in film or in a book. We have worked to get it in real life. So it's been really neat to explore those options.
And Meet Me in St. Louis opens on Friday.
It does.
And you have a opening night gala following the show. That's exciting. So if people jump into the first opening night, there's a gala afterwards, and that's really cool.
And it'll just be a wonderful time.
Yeah. And it's at Pioneer Park, and your opening weekend is this weekend, and it continues for two weekends.
Correct. We have six shows total.
Yeah.
So, and it's family friendly.
Right.
We have...
It's an American classic. It's charming, like you said.
And it's a huge range of ages. It's clean. The humor is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can feel safe bringing your children to this.
Right.
You feel safe coming with the whole family. And I know that they've taken the children's prices down quite a bit so that people can bring whole families.
It's wonderful.
You know, FLOT is really encouraging that fostering community.
Well, FLOT has encouraged all ages too, because
they do.
You have done FLOT Junior for years.
Yes, they have.
And FLOT has been around for almost 50 years now in this community, I know.
I know, it's wonderful.
And FLOT stands for Fairbanks Light Opera Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let that opera word, like,
hey.
You know.
No, it's true. It's not opera.
You know, think, oh, I'm not signing up for an opera on a Sunday afternoon, am I? No,
nope.
You're signing up for a musical. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's charming.
It is. And it's something that I really feel people will fall in love with and go home and then watch the movie.
Yeah.
And not be disappointed. How many times do you go home from something and you watch the movie and you're like, I don't know how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. This one, they do such a beautiful job, and they've made it their own, but they've also kept the value and the history of it as well.
I like that.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and many people will have have seen the movie too. You know, maybe when they were a kid, they've watched that movie with their family. And
well, and there are, I don't know if this is the right time to do the next song.
Sure.
But a lot of the songs are so familiar. The trolley song, almost everyone I've talked to, I'm like, you know, like clang, clang, clang. What the? And they're like, I know that.
That song is part of Meet Me in St.
Louis. That song is Meet Me in St. Louis. Or Meet Me in St. Louis. The theme song, a lot of people know that. It's been redone to be like Meet Me in, I don't know what random town it is, but you know, it's been redone a lot. And there are a lot. So actually the other two songs we're doing today, people will know, because the next song is one of my absolute favorite songs. And it was written for the MGM movie. It was written for Meet Me in St. Louis, and it is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I did not know that that famous Christmas carol was written for Meet Me in St. Louis.
It was written for Meet Me in St. Louis for Judy Garland. And so it's just an absolute gorgeous piece that people know. And we know I love Christmas.
We've been there. You put together, you wrote and directed a whole hometown holiday for Flot last year, and it was delightful. And there were sing-alongs in that one.
Yes, of course.
And then if you love that sing-along, you'll love this too, because Meet Me in St. Louis apparently has a sing-along.
It has a sing-along. So warm those voices up. But yeah, so as Carly was saying, I keep calling them by their, I call her like Carly Tootie.
Yeah.
So I get mixed up. But as Carly was saying, it's that moment you were asking about in the movie where Tootie just goes crazy.
Yeah.
We have something similar, but what Carly has done so beautifully is dug deeper than the surface of being angry. And just like she said, she goes through all the battles of having to grow up, because we talked about that. You know, she's grown up here. And it's like, what would that feel like if all of a sudden your whole world as you know it is gone?
Right.
You know, and so it's so beautiful because the honesty that she brings, and then Becca all of a sudden realizing the life decisions that she's made and the ones she's having to make, it just is a gorgeous moment. And then it's highlighted by one of the best songs ever. So I mean, personal opinion.
Yeah, so. No, that's
but yeah, so we have Becca Hunter again, Miss Esther Smith, to sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
And you are tuned to KUAC, and we have Flot here and cast and crew from Meet Me in St. Louis. Take it away, Becca.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, should the Lord allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow.
Becca, you have just a wonderful voice, and it shines through on that tune also. I have a I have a new appreciation for that song mm-hmm. now that I yeah. listen to it in a different context, mm-hmm. knowing that it was written for Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yes, yeah.
And as Mary Catherine was talking about how, you know, St. Louis back in the early 1900s was mm-hmm. so like Fairbanks is now. Mm-hmm. And that song has the golden days, that mm-hmm. that yeah. term in it. And it,
yes, yeah.
I felt like, oh, that is Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so do you get that feeling, too, that, you know, this show is much about a place like Fairbanks?
Yeah. Mary Catherine and I were talking about it. And when she said that, I was like, it clicked. It was like, this makes sense now. Because everything, we're all so close together. And so is this family. And so is St. Louis. So,
yeah. yeah. And Meet Me in St. Louis opens this weekend on Friday mm-hmm. at Pioneer Park. And what a good setting to have it at is Pioneer Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a wonderful theater inside our historic, you know, what has been at one time called Alaska Land.
Yes.
Yes. But Pioneer Park is great, too, because mm-hmm. It was the pioneers of St. Louis that were there back in yeah. that day, too. So mm-hmm. it's really neat.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most with Mimi in St. Louis?
What do you mean?
Well, is there something about your character or the members of the cast or the story projection?
I think I'm more so looking forward to seeing the audience reaction and seeing who they connect with, because yeah. everybody's going to be different, and somebody may connect to the first song that we sang, Whenever I'm With You, having, you know, troubles with their siblings.
Yeah.
Or they'll connect with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, uh-huh. being far from somebody and we'll be together again.
Yeah.
And I just love all the songs because there's something somebody can get from every song that we sing.
That's what I love about music and mm-hmm. the theater.
Yes.
Everybody has a certain connection mm-hmm. to a line or a song mm-hmm. or a situation, mm-hmm. and we can relate to it in
yeah.
some way. Yeah. And Meet Me in St. Louis, even though it's, you know, over a century ago,
yeah.
set over a century ago,
yeah.
it's still the human story, the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yeah.
it sounds like your stage director, Mary Catherine, has really worked with you in mm-hmm. grasping that
yeah.
as characters.
Yeah. yeah, this character is very different from me, as in like her singing. Mm-hmm. I'm a soprano, and so I'm having to sing lower.
Yeah, you are down in a lower range
yes,
for this.
So, which is good for me because it's kind of pushed my range, and so I'm like, oh, I can sing this low. This is nice.
Hey, this is opening some opportunities up. Yeah,
yeah right. Cool. So. I'm actually very thankful.
Yeah.
To do this.
Yeah. When you auditioned, were you auditioning for the role of Esther, or you were just auditioning for the show?
I was just auditioning mm-hmm. for the show. It's been a while since I've been in like a big, big cast with ensemble and everything. Because lately, the past shows I've been doing, I've only had 4 characters in it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I just wanted to be part of a big cast again. So, and then.
How many are the most that you have on stage during Meet Me in St. Louis? Are there a dozen of you or more?
About 28, yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
so everybody's on stage at one time, yeah.
Because there's a whole choir on stage mm-hmm. at times.
The chorus,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, that is so neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really fun to sing those big dance numbers.
Yeah.
Because we're all together, and it's like you hear all the crunchy chords, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
this is awesome.
And the stomping of the feet.
Yep,
and
yep.
Oh, so fun. And folks can come out and enjoy that mm-hmm. This weekend
yes.
and next weekend at Pioneer Park. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can find out more at flot.org, FLOT.org.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, are we ready for talking to the rest of the cast and maybe the finale? Because I know that there's a few of the cast I have not mm-hmm. spoken with yet.
Yeah, so I would like to call up Shauna Gloria, who is Katie.
Yeah.
And Lori Henneveld, who is our mother. And then Ted Sponsel, who is our grandfather. And Alvin Espejo,
yeah.
who is our Lon.
Great.
And so they're the ones we have. We still have some other principals, but trying to figure out who to do what.
I know. Because apparently I just heard that there's 28 of you on stage at once, and we do not have 28 here for KUAC's Alaska Live, but it is a big group. I mean, this might be the biggest
And there are 12 principals, actually. I mean, principals alone, let alone ensemble. It's a massive cast.
12 lead roles.
12 lead roles.
Yeah.
And so we were bringing the ones who would be involved in the songs today. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was invited, but a lot of people are working. And I'd also really like to thank Sue Larson, who is our accompanist today.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful. She's a very dear friend of mine who was not originally supposed to do the show.
Oh.
And then one of our pianists had a huge conflict. And so we just happened to be standing outside one day and I was like, Sue, I know you play. Do you mind just filling in? And she went from filling in to playing the show.
And she is so flexible here at the KUAC set. I mean, we have her facing kind of the wall, and she is doing such a wonderful job of connecting with the cast.
And she is. And Lucas Clouton is our musical director. He's fabulous and has arranged for a great orchestra involving a number of students of Fairbanks, a lot of high schoolers, and a number of teachers.
Yeah.
So it's very cool. Cool. I like the word cool. To see this community coming together, even in the pit. I looked down and I was like, good grief. We've got teachers from, I think, 6 different schools.
Oh, but you have an orchestra pit.
Yeah, it's an orchestra. I think they have 20 members. 22 members.
Quite the production, meet me in St. Louis.
Quite the production. So, but let me get out of the way so you can talk to the rest of the family who is currently present.
Well, cool. Ted, you play Grandpa.
I do.
And so I know in that first number that you were sharing here on KUAC's Alaska Live, you were, you know, like telling the girls, hey, this is all going to be okay. You know, let's get along.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Grandpa does, you know. he's the mom's dad, Anna's dad. And his favorite pastime is eavesdropping. So he keeps in touch with everything that's going on in this family. And it's a good thing because he gets to intervene sometimes. But he also is sort of a troublemaker.
Uh-huh.
And he taunts people and makes jokes.
Do you relate to any of this in your real life?
Oh, it's typecasting completely.
And how'd you get roped into doing Flot this fall?
Well, it's something that I knew was happening. So it's been a while since I've been in a Flot production. So I decided to come and give it a try.
Well, so glad to have you back on the Flot stage then. So it's really wonderful. Thanks, Ted. You know, Alvin, I know you from... So this is how I figured out Meet Me in St. Louis was going on.
Of course.
Alvin, we are acquaintances from Simply Core. Yes. It's a exercise group down at Artisan's Courtyard. Yes, yes. And so Melody, the instructor, handed out the flyers for Meet Me in St. Louis one day and said...
She did a really good job.
She did. She cares, like, not just about her own classes. She cares about what we do in our other lives. When we come down for lunch for class and then we go back to our other lives, she cares about that. And she handed out these flyers and said, Alvin's in the show. And I was like, wow, really? This might be kind of cool to do for Alaska Live. So I found out Mary Catherine, who I've worked with before, and that I found out that she could bring down a whole crew of you. And so welcome. I know you can dance some hip hop moves. So
No, but not like classical. Like, I can't save my life. Well, just tap dancing. That's the one thing. That's my kryptonite.
So so how are your dance moves coming along with the show?
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
the dance director is pretty patient.
Wait till you see.
Right? I bet. Oh, I cannot wait.
You just have to go to the show and
see. Yes.
Definitely.
And I had no idea you had such a nice singing voice, too. These things happen in Fairbanks where you know somebody from somewhere, and then you realize that they have all these other talents, too.
It's not a... I don't really practice it as much, but I love musicals, and I really wanted to be in one. So I was working, and then I saw my friend at work, Amy, which is... Mary Catherine's stage manager.
Right.
And they needed someone to audition, so I did. And then I got a call from Mary Catherine and said, on her voicemail, I thought she said I needed someone for applause. I was like, wait, what?
Okay,
and then,
I can clap.
I called her. I think I listened to it, and then I heard Lon, and then I researched about it, and yeah.
Right.
So
you said, Alvin, you said you love musicals, mm-hmm. But maybe you hadn't had such a connection to Mimi in St. Louis.
My connection in Mimi in St. Louis, and then my character is basically just being an older brother.
Okay.
Because I have two brothers. Which yeah. is, they're always fighting. Like, they're in college and they're still fighting. Both of them, I need to smack them in the head and then, like, stop.
Well, yeah. So you're getting your lines practiced to use on your brothers for this play,
yes.
then. Yeah. Yeah.
We actually like each other. We really do.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Well, it's so exciting to have you here for Alaska Live and to know that you're going to be part of this big production of Meet Me in St. Louis.
Yes, my first one, which is really, really exciting.
First time with Flop, maybe not your last then.
Yes, maybe not.
Right on. Thank you so much, Alvin. And you play Lon in the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so we have Shauna or Lori. Shauna.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my notes here. Shauna plays Katie in Meet Me in St. Louis. And do you have a favorite part of playing Katie? And who is Katie in the
Katie
show?
Is the maid for the family. And so I like the role because she keeps the family going, takes care of the kids, you know. And she kind of says and does whatever she wants, and you know, whether it may be, you know, proper, you know, or not for the time. And, you know, everyone else just kind of like goes along, you know, with it. But she's always helping. There's a time when Esther like tries to get me involved in the scheme to help her out her older sister, you know, by, you know, telling the mom something that's not necessarily true, you know. And so I get talked into doing that to help them
get
out.
Get dragged into the family
yep.
drama a little mm-hmm. bit as the maid.
Yep.
And are you part of the song and dance numbers also with the other 27 on stage?
No, not with the chorus. I don't dance with them. But I do have a song with Esther and Rose and the girls, and we do our own song and dance.
Cute.
But I'm teaching them about how they should handle their choices of men.
Oh yes. So your character gets to be a bit of the advising role for
yes.
the children yeah. and the family too.
Oh,
so exciting. Can't wait to see you on stage on opening night on Friday.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yeah. And Lori, you are winding up the cast and crew here with the interview part of Alaska Live. Thank you for coming in. I know daytime in the middle of the day may not be the most handy for some, but thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And you're in the... Is Meet Me in St. Louis, is that something you had a connection to all of your life, or is this something new for you?
I am a hopeless romantic. And I love old musicals, and when I heard that they were casting for this show, I just wanted to be in it. I didn't care what role I got, and I got the role I wanted, so I thank you, Mary Catherine.
Well, she must have felt your connection right away to the role that you wanted, and so you willed it to happen. And what role is that?
I play Anna Smith, who's the mother,
uh-huh.
and she is a really complex character. She is kind of torn between trying to keep the peace in the house. She's got five kids to worry about. She's got two girls that are in love. One's trying to marry a millionaire. Another one's in love with the boy next door. And she's married to this wonderful man who's gotten a little bit stressed out. He's an attorney. And although she knows that he's a very loving and gentle person, sometimes we don't see that for a while because he's got so much on his mind. He's the only person in the whole family who's working. And he's supporting all of us, including my father, who lives with us.
Uh-huh.
So he's stressed out a lot.
Yeah.
So her character's kind of torn between trying to keep everything going smoothly and trying to protect the father from some of the family drama so that he doesn't get sucked into that and is more able to focus on work. Again, it seems like these themes are timeless. You know, it's...
This is my life.
Yeah. I really am a mom, and I have kids, and we've gone through the drama. And one of my favorite parts, one of my favorite scenes for Anna's character is she sings a song to one of the daughters about love, about falling in love. And I always think of my real daughter, because I have a real daughter, and I remember having that same birds and bees talk with my daughter, but this is much more wholesome and romantic.
Family friendly. Family you can friendly. Bring the kids no matter what age they are.
But it's very sweet. It's a very sweet little song.
Aw. Well, Lori, congratulations for getting your dream role in Meet Me in St. Louis. And I'm so glad that you're part of the Fairbanks community. And you've been a part of the singing community here in Fairbanks for a long time. I think I remember working with you years ago.
Well, I've done Sweet Adelines.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I do cabaret and jazz for festivals, so I sing a lot.
Great. Well, can't wait to hear this final number for Meet Me in St. Louis with a cast of Fairbanks Light Opera Theater, otherwise known as FLOT. And it looks like we're changing out some cast and crew here on the set. And they're even getting off. For listeners, they're getting out just a few props at least. They've got some parasols and some hats.
I just handed it. Yes. So I was going to try to squinch.
Mary Catherine, thank you so much again for bringing in such a wonderful crew here from Meet Me in St. Louis.
Thank you for having us. I love coming and spending time with you and just sharing what we're doing with the Alaska community. Our supporters here are amazing. We cannot do it without you guys. Without you guys, it's just us dancing around a theater having a good time. So thank you to all our listeners, and thank you to KUAC and to Lori for having us.
And we thank the crew upstairs for quieting down a little bit on their construction with the Great Hall. Great Hall is going to be amazing when it opens back up. And we've got construction going on, and they're on a deadline, and so we just appreciate.
Gracious. Yeah. So, yes, thank you also to that crew for not having woodpecker accompaniment.
Right.
So
is it the trolley song, though, next, so we can have clang, clang, clang?
Some days that's what it feels like. And so our last number for you guys, and hopefully we've whetted your interest and you all will want to watch the Alaska Live filming as well. We brought some props for anyone who is like, oh, I really love that song. What did it look like? So you can come see all the beautiful faces of the people I am blessed to work with. We are closing with Tootie, Agnes, and Esther singing a song that they sing at a party. And one of our big dance numbers is actually Skip to My Lou. Another huge recognizable piece. Mm-hmm. But this one is called Under the Bamboo Tree. Another really familiar piece. So I will leave it to the three girls.
Down in the jungle lived a maid of royal blood and dusky shade. A marked impression once she made upon a Zulu from Matabulu. And every morning he would be down underneath a bamboo tree, awaiting there his love to see. And then to her he'd sing, to her he'd sing. If you like me like I like you, and we like both the same, I like to say this very day, I like to change your name. 'Cause I love you and love you true, and if you love me, one lib has two, two lib has one, under the bamboo tree.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Meet Me in St. Louis crew from FLOT, and thank you to KUAC's
Mac Landry and Heather Hintzman and John Peralt and Susie Hackett back there in FM. And I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld for KUAC's Alaska Live. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.